Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show, coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the ninth day of June 2016. Well, how are you doing this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest on the show tonight. Ooh, Freudian slip there. Kyle Serba, the Sports Information Director at North Carolina Central University, the greatest university on the planet. He'll be here, along, of course, as usual, co-host Linda Van Smith, and she'll be here on the Overtime Show also. Once again, want to give a big thanks to Coach Latrell Scott out of Norfolk State University for appearing on the show last night. Great job, great interview. Big things happening down in Norfolk, Virginia. Or I should say maybe up in Norfolk, Virginia. Well, right now, without further ado, let's go to the special guest of the evening here on the Overtime Sports Hotline, and that is Kyle Serba. How are you doing this evening, Kyle?
I am great, Mike. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor and a privilege to speak with such a distinguished gentleman.
Wow. Boy, it is getting deep already, ladies and gentlemen. The first shot was just fired across the bow. And now, of course, as Bugs Bunny would say, of course you know, this means war. Now, Kyle, you've been at North Carolina Central now well over 20 years, doing an excellent job there, if I do say so, because, I mean, really, you do a great
Thank
job.
You.
I mean, it's unbelievable what you guys do, pumping it out there. So
appreciate it.
No problem at all. Over the last 20 years, I know that there's been a transition at North Carolina Central, going from Division II to Division I, and that's a big change for everybody. I mean, including sports information, when basically in Division II, you go from one guy and maybe a couple of interns to, like, you got to have a staff, and it is just, like, big time. So what is the difference between that you've seen over the last 20 years in the development of sports information?
Wow, I would have to say during that time the biggest change has just been the advancement in technology. You know, when I started I started here in 94, and now I was up at the University.
Oh, my God, I
was
12 years old then. I was only 12 in
94. Oh, boy. It's a good thing this is not a TV show. Other folks would join me in the laughter. But, in 2 years prior to coming to NCCU, I was at the University at Albany in upstate New York. And, you know, starting in this profession, you were doing pretty much everything manually. You know, you were doing manual stats. I had the athletic department secretary and some other coaches from different sports that were helping me record football stats, because you had to have a crew of about five or six people. Same with basketball. We were still mailing press releases, believe it or not. We didn't even use fax machines then. It is completely – the game has changed. But truly back then, that was what you were doing. You were handling media requests and sending out press releases and doing statistics and filing statistics with the NCAA and the conference office, again, mostly through the mail. But technology has not only made that aspect of the job easier, obviously. Now with computer stats, you could record a lot of the games by yourself or maybe with one other person, and it's generating season stats and career stats with a matter of a keystroke, so I don't have to sit there and, you know, do all that with a calculator and on a piece of paper. But what it has also done, it is kind of complicated the job to the point where now with all these advancements, now we're managing websites. We're managing video streaming broadcasts. We are managing social media platforms. So there's the job has become easier in its foundation, but it's also become a lot more complicated because of the technology has given us so many other opportunities and avenues to promote our programs. It's a good thing, though. Because, again, in those days, we were heavily dependent on the media, such as the newspapers and radios and TV stations, to spread the message. So our main goal was to try to get the newspapers and TVs and radio stations to cover our student athletes, our games, our coaches. Nowadays, we still utilize the media, but we don't have to depend on them because we have so many resources such as the website and social media and other platforms to tell our own story. So we're not just depending on the media outlets to generate content. We are producing our own content now. And that's kind of exciting to be able to tell your own story rather than depending on someone else to tell it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can say right now firsthand that the NCCU Sports Network, which consists of audio, video, written, websites, press releases, you name it, it's probably, and I've done research on this, believe it or not, I know how to turn on my computer now. It only took 4 years, but I know how to do the research now. And we at North Carolina Central is probably, and I'll put this up against any university in the land, better or matches some of the biggest ones around. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they make it look easy, but it's not. It's not. I mean, if you ever sit down and you watch what, you know, Kyle does and Kevin and Jonathan, what they do, I mean, it's amazing that they can multitask four or five different things at one time and get it right. You know, and get it right. And it's just amazing. I mean, you look at the video scoreboard. That's something we'll talk about in just a minute here at McDougal-McClendon Arena. The fan experience that Central, North Carolina Central, is bringing out now, so the fan can enjoy it more from anywhere in the arena. They can actually watch the game on the screen, watch it live, do whatever they want. But I tell you what, let's go into that now. Let's talk about bringing in the quote new media into the new, I like to call it the new millennium, where you do have the scoreboards and the message boards and things. Talk about how that's improved things in North Carolina Central Athletics, both in football, who's had the Jumbotron for a while, but in basketball too.
Well, I think you touched on the key two words there, and that's fan experience. You know, nowadays, fans are expecting those kinds of things. No longer do you just go to a game and enjoy the game. It's all about the other aspects of the game and how you can improve that fan experience. And the addition of the video scoreboards to both our stadium and now with the arena has definitely enhanced that. I mean, we saw it at first with football. We've had that now for a number of years. But this year with basketball, it completely changed the way fans watch games. You know, as soon as something exciting happens, the first thing you want to do is look up at the video board and see an instant replay. During timeouts in the action, there's ways to keep the fans engaged, whether it's, you know, through some kind of competitions or just, you know, people get excited seeing their faces up on the video board. And I think that's kind of fun when you zoom in on someone on camera, they don't know they're up on the video board, and then all of a sudden they recognize it and they smile and wave, and people get excited about that kind of stuff. But it's just all part of trying to attract fans to the games, because especially in this market, we're in just the middle of it's kind of a blessing being around Duke and North Carolina and NC State and St. Augs and Shaw. I mean, there's so many opportunities for fans to get involved in college athletics in this area. But that's also the curse, is that they have so many other options available that in order to compete for them to support your programs, you have to be able to offer those unique experiences. So I give kudos to the administration, obviously Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree, our director of athletics, and our chancellor, Dr. Deborah Saunders White, for having the vision to bring that level of excitement and technology to our facilities, because it's not something, you know, that a lot of institutions, especially low resource institutions, set aside those kind of dollars to make those kind of significant enhancements. But it makes a big deal, not just for our fans, but it's also, it makes a big impact on a recruit when you bring them to campus and they see the type of facility enhancements that you've invested in. It shows that you mean business, and not just with the I've got to also mention the brand new floor in the arena. Mm-hmm. Not only does it look nice, but it is arguably the top performing floor as far as all the technology and research that's been done for this type of flooring. It's the tops in the state. I mean, we put this floor up against any flooring in any arena in the state, and it's top of the line. It's not just, you know, some hardwood over some concrete. There's all kinds of science and technology that's gone into the construction of the floor with the padding and everything that goes into it. So, again, we've come a long way, Mike. You know, the facility may have been built, the arena back in 1950, but you wouldn't know it by when you come in there and you see all the modern enhancements that have been made to it.
Yeah, and by the way, FYI for all the fans, the first night that we actually had the video scoreboard up, I happened to be sitting up in the top rafters there by the broadcast booth, and FYI, do not pick that moment to have your finger halfway up your nose. It just doesn't look good on the scoreboard. oh, my goodness.
Anything goes on your show, all right?
Hey, anything goes, brother.
Anything goes.
So now getting to what I like to call the significant part of it, that's the cosmetic part of it, but the actual inner workings. Two athletes this year at North Carolina Central made academic All-American. Jenny Tracy with a 4.0 average. I mean, you know, hey, a perfect 4.0 average. And Jamie Dye made, you know, on the male side, made the, you know, academic All-American. I think he was the first one to do it. Now, I know, Kyle, you find this amazing, but the entire time I was in school, I never received an academic award. I want you to know.
Really?
I know you find that. Yeah, I know. I know you find that amazing. You really do.
Stunned.
And I know it's, you know, troubling right now. So, no, that's impossible, Mike. But I tell you what, though, I did okay. I went to school to be a sports broadcaster. Now I are one. So with Jamie and Di, tell us a little bit about them.
Well, first and foremost, you know, that those type of recognitions are something that we take great pride in. You know, obviously it is wonderful to watch our student athletes win championships. That's kind of something that they'll never forget. When you work in college athletics, we're here to educate and graduate and prepare for the future. And that's what these type of awards are really significant for. You know, we've had in the last 16 years, we've only had 8 academic All-Americans, and only these two that we've had this year represent the second and the third in that time that made first team academic All-America. I mean, they are the cream of the crop in this country. We're not just talking about. I mean, when you look at Jenny Tracy and the programs that she was recognized with, you're talking about SEC, ACC, you know, all the top conferences, and there's North Carolina Central University. Jenny Tracy is representing North Carolina Central University in that small group of elite student athletes in our country in that sport. So we take great pride in that. They are tremendous young people. I mean, you look at somebody like Jenny Tracy, not only a 4.0 student, which is remarkable, she's also the president of our Student Athlete Advisory Committee, does a lot of community service, was recognized by her peers as just being just a true leader, not just in her sport, but in our department. So, and the same for Jamie Dye. Again, you mentioned a 3.8 student, just excels on the field and in the classroom. And they're both going to be wonderful representatives of North Carolina Central University when they move on from here. So again, we take great pride in that. If you know, at North Carolina Central University and probably a lot of other places in higher education, but I can only speak for us here. If you're working on this campus, the reason you are here is to positively impact the lives of young people. You know, it doesn't matter what area you're in. We're in college athletics. I'm not in the classroom. I'm not directly coaching any of these student athletes, but we all have ways to make a positive impact on our student athletes. For us here in sports information, it's about promoting them. It's about letting people know about all their accomplishments, both on and off the field. And this academic All-America achievement is something that we take personal pride in, because we are the ones that are nominating these student athletes for this distinction and making sure that they are properly recognized. I can say there were 6 athletes in the Mideastern Athletic Conference that received academic all-district. Okay, first you start off being on the all-district team, so in your region. Then if you make that first team, then you advance to the academic All-America consideration. Well, there were six student-athletes in the MEAC that received academic all-district honors. Five of those six were from NCCU. And the only two academic All-Americans were from NCCU out of the Mideastern Athletic Conference. So it's something that we take great pride in, and I'm glad that you chose, you know, this platform to also talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, I mean, you're from high school to college. I enjoyed my high school years. It was the best 7 years I've ever spent in my life was those high school years. They have a course named after me. You know how they, when you graduate, they say, thank you very much, and they give you a diploma. When I graduated, mine just said, get the heck out of here. So, you know, what can I say? And Linda, you got some questions for Kyle?
Yeah, I do. Good evening, Kyle.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? Okay.
I am great.
That's fantastic. I do have a question going back here. I see on your bio that you have received several awards during your career, and one's being the CIAA John Holley Sports Information Director's Award, and you received it four times. Now, what is it that you're doing that sets you apart from other sports directors?
That's a great question. You'd probably have to ask my peers. First of all, I got to say I had an absolutely wonderful time in the CIAA. There's so many good people that impacted my life there. Coming in, you know, again, just 2 years into the business and then moving down here from New York into a different culture and just a different environment. They were so welcoming to me. It is like a family atmosphere there. I'm not sure what maybe I brought something different to the table. Being, again, kind of an outsider, I brought kind of a fresh perspective and a different approach to the job that maybe they weren't used to. So I'm not sure, but it is an incredible honor. Anytime that you are recognized by your peers as being considered to be the best, it's just very humbling. I do appreciate the support that our administration has given to the profession of sports information, because, you know, there are a lot of other, especially in the CIAA, there were some schools that had part-time SIDs that were, you know, grossly overworked and underpaid. But NCCU, they got it. They understood the significance and the impact that we could have in sports information. So I got a lot of support from them, and that also helps. But, you know, again, a lot of good people. You'd have to ask them what made me stand out, but have some wonderful relationships with them. Even though we've left the MEAC, I still keep in touch with a lot of my CIAA colleagues because we've developed good friendships as well.
Well, Kyle, tell us now, and I'll let you go into this because you work so closely with them every day, and they do such a great job, and they fooled the hiring committee. I mean, they were hired on at North Carolina Central, and tell us about your staff, Jonathan and Kevin, and I'll tell you a little story about Kevin when you finish.
Oh, no. Well, first and foremost, I am just so blessed to have a staff. Again, it goes back to that support from the administration because, you know, for the first, 15 years of my career here, I was a one-person operation in sports information. And one of the blessings that came with making the transition from Division II to Division I was the fact that they looked at staffing needs. And they looked around and realize that you really can't be successful in what we do and be able to successfully promote the program and brand the university with just one person. So they were able to add on a full-time position. And then along the way, again, Mike, you'll be pleased about this, that they saw the need for broadcasting and how significant that was and the opportunity to promote the program. And so they brought on another position that was kind of a dual role as assistant SID and broadcast media coordinator. So, again, I'm blessed to have two assistants. Kevin Buchek is, again, lucky to have him. We were in a situation where a few years ago in the middle of the season, we had a vacancy. And, you know, it's not too many times. You know, the college athletic season usually, you know, runs from about August to May. So to try to find somebody in December and January that is quality enough to come in and hit the ground running, it's very difficult. So I didn't really know what we were going to get. Kevin just happened to be available, a young man that has a lot of experience as a head SID at some smaller institutions. He came from Barton, worked at St. Andrews. And, you know, one of the other things, when you're working by yourself, you're responsible for everything, all aspects of the program, all sports. And if you can survive as an SID at a smaller school, you know, making the jump to a Division I program as an assistant is just a piece of cake. And he's done a great job for us, just came in and hit the ground running, a true professional. He knows every aspect of the job, is always willing to take on extra work, is a great team player. So I just feel so fortunate to have found him, you know, when we did. But glad he's become an Eagle. Jonathan Duren, actually, as he will proudly tell you, and if you listen to any of the archives of his broadcasts, he is a proud native of Peoria, Illinois. So if you're from Illinois listening, please contact Jonathan. He could probably talk to you for 2 days about Illinois and Peoria. But his family moved down to North Carolina. He went to school at South Carolina State, so he's familiar with the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. And after he graduated and moved back to this area, he just reached out to us and said he wanted to get involved in what we were doing here, try to get into some more experience in broadcasting. He was a broadcast major down at South Carolina State. So he did that. He volunteered with us for a couple of years, did some sideline reporting and some broadcasting. And then when we had an opening, I encouraged him to interview for the position. There were some other quality candidates. But, you know, I felt that because Jonathan had done so much and was willing to put in that work as a volunteer, I was already familiar with his work. He brings a lot of passion and energy and excitement into the position. You know, I thought that he'd be a good fit for us. I also, you know, having opportunity to impact the lives of young people, I encourage young people to volunteer when they're in college and to get involved. So for someone to make that effort and take that initiative and be willing to sacrifice their time and energy to volunteer, it shows me that they're committed to it. So I knew that, you know, being on a full-time position, that he'd be greatly appreciative and he would, you know, just take that opportunity and run with it. And this is his first time being in sports information, so he's had to learn a whole lot in a short amount of time in just a year, and he's come a long way. And I know that we'll continue to see a lot of growth out of him as a young professional.
So let me see. So you're to blame for him. So let me scratch this other person off here. So I was going to tell you about Kevin. Oh, great. You know, Kevin and I work together all the time now with women's mm-hmm. basketball and volleyball and softball and baseball.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
kind of ball bounces, we're there. And
right.
we're in Louisville, Kentucky. I get food poisoning from something. I don't know what it is. I think you know, Kevin tried to kill me. We're coming back from Louisville. I'm like Shrek. I'm turning green, okay? I am Shrek at this point. I'm balled up in the seat. And then on top of all that, the air conditioning goes out on the bus. Okay, now we got a two-fold problem. You got Mr. Bubble Guts here that's green, and the air conditioning's gone. So we stopped by somewhere in West Virginia on the side of a mountain because there's never anywhere level, so on the side of a mountain. And he goes into Hardee's. He says, "Do you want anything to eat?" I'm like, "Oh, you can't get away from me." So he goes in. He gets the biggest thing of chili fries known to man and asks him to put extra chili and cheese on it. Now, I'm laying there on the bus. Okay, they're hooking me up to the defibrillator. I'm getting ready to die. And he comes up, and he shoves these chili cheese fries in my face and says, "You want some?" Now, for the first time in my life, I actually wanted to give somebody two breakfast burritos, all of it right then. I started to reward him with a two breakfast burritos. But that's the love that's in that SID office.
Yeah. As you can tell,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as you can tell, there's a lot of playful banter that goes on.
Oh, yeah, and then he had the audacity not only to do that, then sit there in front of me and eat and say, man, they're good, too. By that time, I'm under the seat by this time, and the EMTs are responding. I mean, it's just, love that they have for you there at North Carolina Central. Well, Kyle, I want to thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. Also, I want to say this, too. You know, I broadcast, of course, with the NCCU Sports Network. I was given the opportunity of a lifetime. I guess it's been 4 or 5 years now. Went through some health problems, I mean, some serious health issues. But y'all never gave up on me. Y'all continued to let me work and work through my issues. Heck, I was even working in wheelchairs because that's how important it was for me to do what I was doing for my university, for those kids there, because the kids come first no matter what. The kids there, seeing them grow and making sure that their parents, loved ones, and fans all over the world, you know, can hear at least their child's name if they play or just keep up with the team that their child plays on. And I want to thank you, Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree, and all the staff for allowing me to broadcast on the NCCU Sports Network. It really was a dream of mine to broadcast sports broadcasting. When I started out that little kid at 14 years old, I never thought I'd get the opportunity in life. But it came along, and I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to do it. I'm so proud to do it. I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing right now. One reason I'm retired, and second reason is I'm old. But there's nothing else I'd rather be doing right now than working with the NCCU Sports Network. It's one more thing off that bucket list. I talk about it all the time, and one more thing down. And I just want to say thank you so, so very much for allowing me to do that. I mean, it's like a dream come true, and I mean it. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. There's nothing better in the world to me than North Carolina Central University. And if you don't believe it, come up in my face and tell me different. I'll drop you.
Well, Mike, first I've got to say, you know, you're certainly welcome, but in all sincerity, I know we joke around a lot, but, you know, we here at NCCU in the athletics department, we certainly appreciate everything that you do. You know, to be able to volunteer your time and your energy and effort to, you know, to help promote NCCU and our student athletes, it means a great deal to not just to me, but to our, you know, our whole staff and the student athletes. They probably don't tell you as much as they should, but I know their parents appreciate it because a lot of times they can't see their children play. But the fact that you're out there and sometimes you're in the, you know, 100 degree sitting under the sun, sweating it out, but there you are broadcasting the games, and it means a great deal to us. And we can't say or thank you enough for everything that you continue to do for your alma mater. You're a great ambassador for us. And so as much as you thank us, we thank you tenfold.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle. And before I let you go and before I let the entire world go for this edition of the Overtime Sports Show, I just got one thing to say, and it's what I say basically when I close out every broadcast. And I want everyone out there to listen. Mamas and daddies, remember this now. Take it, write it down, put it across, you know, put it in the family Bible, I don't care. But mamas and daddies, do not let your babies grow up to be Aggies. That's all I got to say. Kyle, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show, and we'll talk to you next time because we're going to have you back hopefully as the season progresses and we get into, you know, the MEAC tournament and things like that so we can explain it to people, you know, Central's role in it because we're going to be back. We're going to, you know, we had a little bit of a down season in basketball last year, but we're going to come back. Football, we're going to maintain the same thing. Baseball, we're pitches away from being, you know, where we need to be. So, Kyle, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That was Kyle Serber, the Sports Information Director at North Carolina Central University, the greatest university on the planet. Well, Linda, that wraps up another show with our alma mater. Now, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Now, one thing that I stress a lot with our alumni and friends is, you know, volunteer your time. Now, You join the Alumni Association, that's great. Join the alumni, give your money and everything. But, you know, sometimes you don't have the money. You have the time. You have the wherewithal. Remember, you got your career by going to school there at North Carolina Central, and nobody can be a better ambassador to North Carolina Central than you can. And you can give your time. If you know how to write, if you know how to, I don't know, pick up paper, whatever it is, you just contact the people that are in the know that can help you get there, because a volunteer hour is also a revenue hour, a revenue dollar for the school, because that's something they don't have to pay to use towards the kids. So what would you say to our alumni out there who are seeking to help North Carolina Central?
Well, I would just say do whatever you can. And I know a lot of times on social media, you can find out what's going on at schools. So you need to give as well as, again, you know, you have a lot of the sororities and fraternities that do a lot of things on campus. So just become involved, you know, because, you know, they all need the support, you know, for the schools. So do what you can, you know, here again, go, you know, look at social media and see what's out there and give. Give your time as well as your money.
Yeah, because, I mean, you learn how to do what you do primarily through the talents that were cultivated there at North Carolina Central. So just kind of like I always like to say, reach back and help someone, especially a young person. I sound like Donna Ross, get to a better place, right? So just reach back. Oh, I'm throwing my hair out. Oh, I hurt my neck trying to throw my hair. Just reach out and try to help these young people. They are really – they're really craving people to help them. I mean, a direction. I mean, they know pretty much, for the most part, what 18- and 19-year-olders want to do. But they're also looking for that guidance and that direction that the old-timers can give. Well, thank you so much. Coming up on Monday will be Deborah Cousins, and she is the Durham County Foster Care Recruiter, and she's going to talk to us about how to adopt foster children, which to me is a very important subject because these kids need help too. Once again, I was telling you about their guidance and things like that. So look forward to Monday. Following that, we'll talk to Coach Lamonte, Latonya Lamonte from Winston-Salem State University. Last year, she was at North Carolina Central as an assistant coach. This year, she's head coach at Winston-Salem. The branches on that tree grow out more and more every single day. Well, Linda, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Mike.
Listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. It's been a wonderful time. We will see you on Monday, same place, same time, right here on Blog Talk Radio.